Could you introduce yourself and where you're from?
My name is James Railhead. I'm from Fox Creek, and everybody knows me by Smokey.
Can you share a little bit about the history of how people survived where you grew up?
I was born in Herkimer, Manitoba, that town railway. I was brought up there till I was 10 years old. Watching people, how they were, like, how to survive in the bush, like, going, like, hunting and trapping, fishing. And the things I saw too as a kid, I remember that when they were doing their weir, and they would, how to do the weir and go, like, check them every day, and they would catch fish through there. I remember going with my grandpa when he used to go down the river and check the traps, whatever you call them. Like the people down in Herkimer, when they killed something, they all shared.
Share with everybody in the community?
Yeah, they share with the community. And most of everything they got, they shared with the other family.
What do you feel the importance of hunting and fishing to our people and the connection to the land?
I think it's important to teach our children and our people to the hunting is important. Because like what I was taught, it was always you have to learn how to survive in the bush.
Yeah.
Because there was always like my mom always told me, said there's not always like the river, like the Nelson River, and that just fishing Nelson River is not always gonna be good. Like what they told me is that fishing is not gonna be good during the fish. Fish is gonna be good instant in lakes.
Yeah.
So that teaching the kids how to hunt and fishing, trapping is important to them, because that's only one way to survive from if anything really did ever happen.
Yeah. Who taught you how to hunt, Gordon?
Mostly the people that lived in Herkimer. I was taught from many of elders that were there. Like I was taught early age, because I remember going out by myself when I was probably about 6-7 years old, going out checking snares and wrapping snares and that. So, and I started learning how to trap. I started trapping when I was young too, because I was trapping weasels and squirrels.
Yeah.
I think the biggest animal I ever trapped was a muskrat when I was young. So. So it's mostly the whole community was I looked up the whole community, because it was mostly the people that would live there. I went with them hunting and everything, so I was just more learning from everybody.
Yeah.
Not just my grandpa and my dad. I was learning how to hunt from everybody.
It's like a traditional way of life.
Yeah.
What does food security mean to you? Like collecting food, keep stored for people and people in need.
I think it's important to food security. I think it is important to, because there's a lot of people that don't have food.
You can't get out.
They can't get out and do things for themselves.
Yeah.
So you have to do it for them.
Yeah.
Because I did that when we were young too. We did hunt for our grandparents. We did that. They would survive. They would give us guns and that to go out hunting for them.
Yeah.
So we would do that I think it was learning and teaching other kids to do things like that for elders.
Be reliable and survive on their own, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Alrighty, we'll close that up. Thank you for your time, Smokey.
Thank you.
Alrighty.